playing against the better players of the Chicago Blackhawks is not unfamiliar to you. It's something you did a lot with the Washington Capitals, and I'm sure it's a role that you relish.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it makes it really easily to mentally lock into games when you have that challenge. You understand that when you give them opportunities, they're able to capitalize on it. So it really really helps you lock into those games, those small details and battles around the ice to, just kind of keep that clean slate while you're out there.
You've got the speed. You got the physicality. What is the best thing to do when you get up against the other team's best players for you?
Yeah, I think it's just sticking to that, right? Those players love to play in the offensive zone. They love to have the puck on their stick. So the more you can keep them in their own zone defending, ragging pucks, and just making it hard on them too, right? I mean, they have skill for a reason, but if you can kind of jam them up, slow them down, it just allows you to have numbers around pucks and allows you to be better defensively. And then, yeah, like I said, the more you're able to have it on your own stick and force them to defend, the better.
How do you keep yourself basically ready for anything? I mean, you played a lot in that game. There was another game where you only had 11 forwards. It was only three shifts. You almost have to keep yourself ready to do anything they want you to do. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's just a mindset, right? You want to be the best player possible every time you step over the bench, and whether, like you said, it's three shifts or 20, you have to be ready for them. It's more mental than anything else. There's obviously a physical side to it. You want to keep your legs moving, staying energized, and things like that. But we all just want to compete. We all want to play, right? And just putting our best foot forward here. So, yeah, mentally for me in those situations, it's just staying prepared.
I know you miss Obey Cabell, but tell me about playing with Krebs and Lafferty. What's it like as a line? It seems like you guys have meshed pretty well.
Yeah, I think it's, like anything, it takes some time. Probably the first couple games we felt we could have been a little bit better in moments. And just, it wasn't for a lack of effort, just maybe out of sync a little bit. And I think that started to change here. I mean, the more practices you get together, the more games you get together, the more ice time in those games. Like, you start to develop that chemistry, knowing where guys are going to be, playing style. And I think that's starting to come. Krebsy's been amazing in the faceoff circle, which has allowed us to have the puck. And, that's the best way to build that chemistry. And, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of speed throughout the line, ability to make plays when we get those opportunities. But, yeah, a physical forechecking line that, has had some fun with it too, which has been great.
With the way he passes the puck, do you almost have to be ready for anything? Because you may not think you're getting the puck, and all of a sudden it's coming.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's a huge asset to have, right? That playmaking ability. And it's been huge, and I think there's been situations throughout these games where we've had some of those chances and we just haven't quite connected and things like that. And when you watch the video, it just shows you that things are very close to happening a lot more for us too. So I think it gives us a lot of confidence going into games that when we're playing the right way, good things are going to happen for us.
The Dallas Stars have already shown us they're again a good team this year. When you prepare for the Dallas Stars, you know it's going to be a physical game, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they play that brand of hockey that's fast, physical, but then like we were talking about, they have lots of skill too. They can wear you down, and when you start to maybe cheat on that physicality side of it, they can make plays on the back end of it. So it's obviously a great hockey team coming in that we're mentally preparing for and really up for the challenge. I mean, it's a lot of fun to play against the best, and just puts you in a great mindset to come in, prepare, and see where you match up. So we're really excited to have them at home here.
Especially with Ottinger, we don't know who's going to play, but they have great goaltending, and we know that. Is it just you got to cause havoc in front of the net because they're going to stop the first one?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, most goalies in this league, you give them a clear-sighted shot, and there's probably no chance, right? So the more chaos we can cause in front of them, it's hard to stop something you can't see. So we're going to try to get as many bodies in there, finding loose pucks. Yeah, those second opportunities, right? They get that first save, but you're hanging right out there. You can pick up that puck. And, yeah, just getting bodies around the crease, causing that havoc. It's going to go off people, things like that. It's great.